My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time to tune in this Friday morning. Obviously getting ready for your weekend. Hopefully a great topic for you today. I'm going to be talking about CBD. Kind of hard to not hear about it anywhere that you go, whether it's in the media or your friends speaking about it or reading about it or seeing pop-ups on your computer. I'm going to hopefully answer some of the major questions that a lot of people have on CBD. So we will be talking about that today. If it's your first time tuning in, welcome to the show. It's the Staying Healthy radio show, and I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, bringing you the relevant topics for today's world, as well as the best guest in the industry, making sure that we have the tools. And by getting those tools, we can have a better dialogue and have better discussions and have that open communication with our friends, our family, and our medical practitioners. It's good to have the knowledge. We don't just want to jump in and say yes to everything that's recommended to us. We need a better background. It's our body, our health, and we need to be more aware, but we have to take some of the responsibility as well. You know, we just can't sit back and do nothing. We don't get the old-time luxury of waiting until we're really, really old to start taking care of ourselves. We're breaking down. We're falling apart at a much younger age. And a lot of it has to do with our choices, you know, our lifestyle choices, our habits, our vices, the things we do, the things we choose to do, what we eat, what we don't eat, and what good or bad things we do to our bodies. So we need to make sure that we're doing everything we can. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because they're there for the whole process. Did you know they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer? They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, making it easy for all of us to get the right quality products. They carry only the highest quality products in every area of their store. And because of their longevity and because of the great knowledge and passion of their incredible staff, your questions are answered. Taking away a lot of misinformation and confusion, because let's face it, getting healthy is not always the easiest thing to do. You want to make sure that you have the knowledge behind you and you're choosing correctly and you're not wasting your time, your energy, and your money. And I think it's important to be able to choose products that show us something different, something that allows us to feel a little different, see something different than where we were before we started. Because all we need to do is see a little bit of positive motivation, and then our total motivation takes over, and then we can't wait to try something else to see how far we can take ourselves so we can all get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. You'll find their store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Leave your email address, start getting newsletters, coupons, and all that good stuff. And as well, like them on Facebook. Well, like I said, we're going to be talking about CBD today. It is and has and is continuing to take the country by storm. And I think a lot of people are still dealing with age-old stigmas about CBD and marijuana and cannabis and the confusion with all of those. You know, so a lot of the questions that come up are sometimes very, very confusing. I want to talk about the line of products from Barleen's, and I want to talk about the products that are available to you. And I'd also like to be able to handle some of the FAQs that come in. If you get a chance, if you go to the Barleen's website, what you will find is not only amazing information, but things like webinars and blogs and information on all the products and the product line. They are truly a consumer friendly web page and company. They want you to have the knowledge. And by having the knowledge, you're going to be able to make better decisions, because then you're not just guessing and, you know, kind of fumbling your way through it like we all have a tendency to do. The internet has been a curse for many things and many reasons. And I think sometimes we, out of desperation and frustration, we all just reach out for answers that sound the best. Because, oh, we don't have the time or we don't have the energy, and we'll just read something or like, see, that's exactly what I thought, be it true or not true. So being able to find credible companies that not only stand behind their products and already have the longevity and have already created the relationships, those are the companies you want to reach out to. Barlean's is a family-owned company, and not only are people comfortable with the family and the ideals and the things behind the company, but they've also already have the trust, you know, and being able to trust your company and trust your supplements that you're consuming is very important. And it does involve doing a little bit of background information, and, you know, but you're dealing with your health. And I think our priority system in this country is just a little bit out of balance. But as we pull back our priorities, as we start to tune in the quality and the integrity products that we're consuming, I think all of us are going to be a lot better off and healthier for it. So going to hit some of the frequently asked questions. And I think these are really, really good, because these really are the questions. These are the questions I get every single day. And Barlean's has really put together a great list of these. So I'm going to talk about these because I think they're the ones that you might yourself have. And I think a lot of people, once they get a better understanding, you know, they'll have that aha moment and they'll say, oh, it's not that, or it is that, or that's what it is. And those are the things we need to know. So the first question is, you know, what is CBD? You know, obviously you're hearing about it, you're seeing the advertisements, you're seeing the posters and the ads and all that. Well, CBD stands for cannabidiol, and it's one of over 100 known phytocannabinoids that naturally occur in cannabis plants. It's also one of the most prolific cannabinoids found in hemp plants. Now, CBD has very low THC, actually less than 0.3%. Why so low? Well, think of it this way. When you're dealing with products that have a lot more of that, then you start to deal with things like the psychoactive effects. I mean, if you're able to get benefits from a product like CBD and not have to deal with or be worried about psychoactive effects, I think a lot of people are going to find it a lot more attractive, because that is still kind of a stigma and a wall for many people. So by having that low 0.3% of the THC, it's the reason why CBD doesn't make people feel high. In fact, CBD can actually counteract that euphoric high feeling caused by THC. CBD continues to gain a lot of popularity as studies reveal its potential benefits for human health. The testing that has been done, the testing that is being done, and a lot more of the testing that will be done. So as you start to read a lot of the information that's out there, you're going to come across some terms, and I'm going to hit as many of those as I can today as well. Terms like ECS. Well, ECS stands for endocannabinoid system. Now, our human body is self-regulating. Now, if you think about our system, we're very familiar with things like our nervous system and our circulatory system and our digestive system, our elimination system, you know, all these different kinds of things. But the endocannabinoid system is a little bit different. It is actually kind of the main nucleus of the body. And by thinking about that, the other systems in the body work more effectively when our ECS system is more in this balanced state. Now, thinking about this balanced state, think of like a tightrope walker, constantly shifting kind of from left to right, trying to stay balanced and healthy. The process that they term this with is something called homeostasis. Now, one way our bodies maintain this homeostasis is via the endocannabinoid system, or the ECS. It keeps our bodies functioning optimally by adapting to the changes that are happening around us. Now, the ECS, sometimes referred to as this master control system, is made up of receptors on cell membranes that regulate a variety of processes, including things that we do every day, eating, sleeping, relaxation, cognition. So the ECS also assists the body's overall recovery and repair. Our bodies naturally produce compounds called endocannabinoids, endo meaning inside the body, that bind to those receptors. CBD hemp oil is a plant-based cannabinoid, or phytocannabinoid, or phyto meaning plant, that acts upon these cell receptors in a similar way to help activate our ECS. So far what we're doing is we're talking about CBD, CBD being something that helps to enhance this internal system, this master control system, and help to make our receptors healthy and more responsive. So let's talk a little bit about these receptors, CB1 receptors and CB2 receptors. These are the two you're going to read about. A CB1, or cannabinoid 1, is a receptor type in the ECS believed to be located primarily in the brain and the peripheral nervous system, activated by all types of cannabinoids. CBD signals the body's natural mechanisms to activate those receptors to do more of what they already do naturally. Now, CB2 receptors, because you're going to read about these as well. CB2 receptors is a type in the ECS believed to be located primarily in the peripheral tissues of the immune system, the gastrointestinal system, the peripheral nervous system, and to a lesser degree in the central nervous system. CBD signals the body's natural mechanisms to activate those receptors to do more of what they naturally do. Now, as you do more studying and you learn more, another word you're going to see talked a lot about is a cannabinoid. So a cannabinoid is a compound that activates cannabinoid receptors, those CB1 and CB2 receptors, including endocannabinoids, phytocannabinoids, and even synthetic cannabinoids. Now let's talk a little bit about those. Phyto means plant. So phytocannabinoids are the cannabinoids naturally occurring that in plants like hemp. Now, many plants make cannabinoids, but hemp plants contain particularly large amounts of many cannabinoids, with CBD or cannabidiol being the most prolific. Now, you're also going to hear about terpenes. Now, a lot of people will say, well, what are these terpenes? Well, you probably already know. Terpenes are compounds found in the essential oils produced by plants. It's kind of like what makes a lemon smell like a lemon, including cannabis. Terpenes bond with cannabinoids to turbocharge them, creating synergistic effects, otherwise known as the entourage effect. Different combinations of terpenes and cannabinoids have different effects. Now, as you are looking around at products, you're going to start to see different terminology, and hopefully that the companies are labeling their products correctly, because you really want to be very specific and picky and choosy when it comes to your CBD. You're going to see things like full spectrum. Now, what does that mean? Well, full spectrum, it's all the good things you get from a plant. The good things come from a wide range of cannabinoids, terpenes, antioxidants, nutrients, and other compounds present in the hemp plant. It can provide a greater effect than CBD alone, as all the cannabinoids work together, as nature intended, in what is known as the entourage effect. A recent study from Israel has documented the superior therapeutic properties of whole plant full-spectrum cannabis, the extract, over single molecule isolate cannabidiol CBD. Now, the way that I look at this is Mother Nature puts things together for a reason, you know, and I like the idea of using the entire plant, and I use using rather than just a portion or a sector or a little piece of the whole. the idea of using full spectrum to me is just a, I mean, it's a deal breaker because I want to make sure that I'm getting the most out of the product that I'm using. And the full spectrum does entail the benefits on a bigger level and a more absorbable level. So this entourage effect, I've already mentioned it twice. The entourage effect is when the various compounds of a full spectrum CBD hemp oil are combined. Their benefit is greater than what you would receive from each individual component. This is also what they call synergy. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Now, there are over 100 identified compounds in the cannabis plant. While most of these compounds have their own therapeutic benefits, they combine synergistically to provide far better results. So that's a lot, makes it a lot easier to understand. Now, cannabis. I mean, where do we go with cannabis? I think a lot of times people get confused with a lot of the terminology. And a lot of people consider cannabis and marijuana to be interchangeable terms. Cannabis is actually a plant family with three different subspecies, of which marijuana is one. Cannabis sativa, cannabis indica, and cannabis ruderalis. Now, industrial hemp, you're going to hear a lot about this. If you've done any research at all, a lot of this terminology might be very familiar. And if you've read things already and you've been getting good research in different areas, you're probably already feeling pretty good and even more comfortable than you were, let's say, 6 months to a year ago. Because I remember when we first started talking about the endocannabinoid system, I mean, people are having a hard time even saying it. And now it just rolls off our tongue so easily. So what is industrial hemp? Well, hemp, sometimes referred to as industrial hemp, comes from the non-psychoactive varieties of cannabis sativa L, which have that 0.3% or less of the tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC. Now, hemp is similar to marijuana. In fact, they come from the same plant family, cannabis. But a genetically distinction that is very, very different between them is in their use, their chemical makeup, and their cultivation methods. You know, kind of like lemons and oranges, they're both citrus fruits, but very, very different. So here's a little lesson on hemp, just a little background. A lot of people are under the impression that hemp is just new. You know, it's one of the new things that has popped up in the natural products industry, and it's just the kind of the newest focus. Actually, hemp has been cultivated by humans for over 10,000 years and is grown in many parts of the world, including North America today. Hemp plants produce nutritious seeds that are very high in protein and have many uses, such as being pressed into health, like a very healthy culinary oil. Now, the seeds are also used to make hemp milk, an alternative to dairy milk. The hemp stalks are used for paper, textiles, and can supply the base for green building materials and alternative fuel. Hemp is an earth-friendly plant that gives nutrients back to the soil that it's planted in. It grows densely, so herbicide is not needed, and it's the perfect rotation crop. In addition, the crop grows rapidly and is ready for harvest in a few months, making it very, very highly sustainable and renewable. I think we've barely even started to teach people out there how amazing hemp is, and you're not going to see anything but it blossoming and exploding and continuing to grow in many different areas, actually all areas. So, better understanding of hemp. What does CBD do in the body? Well, you get a lot of questions today because we've learned in the nutrition field, you know, how to ask questions about what is this for? What is this for? What is this for? What does this do? Look at it this way. When we consume CBD, the cannabinoids and the terpenes act upon receptors within our body's endocannabinoid system. Now, that endocannabinoid system, or ECS, is, remember, it's that master control part of the body. Now, this means CBD helps to support our ECS as it controls our responses to things like pleasure and memory, appetite, sleep, coordination in both sensory and time perception. CBD also attaches to receptors in the brain that are related to serotonin production, to receptors that are anti-psychoactive, and to various other receptors that, you know, support our health. So what are the benefits of CBD? Well, CBD has been the subject of many peer-reviewed medical studies in regard to various aspects of our human health. However, due to DSHEA, or the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act of 1994, which reaches its 25th anniversary this year, their guidelines were not able to specifically state conditions that CBD may address. But encouraging you to do your own research, consult with a healthcare provider familiar with CBD, use PubMed.gov as a resource, as newly published research is coming out in real time. There's really good information out there. But once again, go to the resources that can make a dramatic difference in the quality of the information you're getting. You know, be very select about the information, because there's a lot of information out there, and a lot of times the information is a little bit intensified and maybe glamorized a little bit. We want true to form information. We want to know what we're getting, what we're doing, what we're using. Now, this comes up a lot, the difference between hemp and marijuana. I mentioned this already once, but this is a really good way that they've been able to do this with their questions and relate it to something as easy as fruit. Just as lemons and oranges are both citrus fruits, hemp and marijuana come from the same plant family, but they're different in their genetic makeup, their use, and cultivation. Some of the key differences. Hemp contains a negligible amount of THC, but very high in CBD. It's used in foods, dietary supplements, skin products, clothing, and paper. Marijuana is generally grown to have higher levels of THC, the psychoactive compound that gets you high. Marijuana generally has lower levels of CBD. With variety number one, let's say hemp. You know, less than 0.3% THC, usually more than 20% CBD. With the marijuana, it's greater than 20% or more THC and less than 10% CBD. So you can see the similarities, but you can also definitely see the differences. Is CBD from hemp as good as CBD from marijuana? This is a great question. As far as our body is concerned, CBD is CBD, regardless of whether it comes from marijuana or hemp, as the molecules look exactly the same. Just as vitamin C molecules would look the same extracted from oranges or rose hips. It's important to keep in mind that hemp and marijuana are different subspecies of the same plant, Cannabis sativa L. A defining characteristic that makes hemp different from marijuana is its low volume of THC. Once again, that number, 0.3%, less than. And you're going to see that number a lot. One of the biggest questions that I think I hear probably more than anything else, am I going to get high from using CBD hemp oil? You won't get high from taking CBD hemp oil. It's made from industrialized hemp, so it doesn't contain nearly enough THC for you to experience the high associated with marijuana. While there are trace amounts of THC in CBD hemp oil, your body couldn't physically consume the amount of it needed to get you high. We're talking truckloads, and we're pretty sure you don't want to drink that much of, you know, any kind of an oil. How long does it take for CBD to take effect? Well, I guess it's different for everybody, and that goes for all of our supplements. The uptake of CBD depends on several factors, such as your current state of health, your digestion, and the amount or milligrams and serving size of CBD hemp oil that you take. The best resource and the best source of information on what to expect in relation to time and effect may come from talking to your healthcare professional or simply by seeing how your body reacts and responds. You know, listening to your body. How many times have we been told that sometimes we just need to listen to our own bodies because we're all different and everybody responds differently? What will you notice when you take CBD hemp oil? Well, it depends on the amount used, frequency, the length of use. Your body's metabolism, weight, and health status all play a role in determining your response to CBD oil. Some people report a really quick response, while others report a slower response. You definitely recommend, you know, chatting with your healthcare practitioner or provider. Many of them are very well versed today on CBD. And, you know, why it's working quickly or not so quickly for you, there could be other factors. But, you know, having that dialogue, and that dialogue could really make a dramatic difference. But I think what we need to do is really just take a look at the big picture and find out, you know, maybe some of the other things we're doing. And sometimes it makes it look at our health a little bit more and makes us take a little bit of a kind of look in the mirror and say, where am I right now? And, you know, where am I going? When is the optimal time to take your CBD hemp oil? Well, it depends on your specific situation. As with any supplement, you know, we always recommend talking with your healthcare practitioner for some counseling on your supplementation. Your provider, assuming he or she is familiar with CBD, they should be able to help you and provide you with guidance on whether that's a specific time of the day for you would be better, and when would be the best time for you to supplement your CBD hemp oil. Let's talk side effects. CBD is generally well tolerated and considered safe. However, there have been a few side effects, like diarrhea, maybe fatigue, or changes in appetite reported in some clinical studies. We are also beginning to learn CBD interacts with some medications, similar to like grapefruit, you know, interacts with some medications. Once again, having the dialogue, having the information. You know, most of us go to our doctors, we sit down, we talk, we wait, we go in the back, we wait, we finally talk to the doctor, we forget all the questions we wanted to ask. That's why I always recommend writing them down. And, you know, we never ask, we never question, we never even really have that really good conversation because maybe we don't feel comfortable talking about the things that we want to ask questions about. That's what learning and asking questions on your side does. It prepares you for that dialogue. So have your questions ready when you see your doctor and have your questions on CBD as they relate to you individually so you can have that discussion. What's the difference between culinary hemp seed oil and CBD hemp oil? Really good question. Culinary hemp oil is extracted from hemp stalks, leaves, seeds, and flowers. Unlike hemp seed oil, CBD hemp oil is used specifically to provide the body with additional cannabinoids, primarily CBD. The amount of CBD in CBD hemp oil varies, with some products offering very limited amount of CBD per serving and others being quite concentrated. CBD from hemp contains, once again, less than 0.3% THC, so it doesn't get you high. Another question. This one is a big one. Is CBD hemp oil legal? Well, there's still some legal hurdles. The passing of the 2018 Farm Bill in December cleared up the confusion on whether or not CBD and hemp oil are legal. So what does that actually mean to us? Hemp is now permanently removed from the Controlled Substance Act, the CSA. It is forever deemed an agricultural commodity and is no longer mistaken for marijuana. That was big. By redefining hemp to include its extracts, cannabinoids, and derivatives, Congress has removed hemp products, like CBD, from the CSA. This means the DEA no longer has any possible claim to interfere with interstate commerce of hemp products. Now, while state and tribal governments and each individual state may impose separate restrictions or requirements on hemp or hemp products, they still can't interfere with the interstate transport. Hemp farmers may now finally access needed crop insurance and fully participate in the USDA programs for certification and competitive grants. This was a huge win for farmers. Now, the FDA continues to exercise jurisdiction over regulation of ingestible and topical hemp products. CBD derived from hemp is no longer considered illegal by the DEA as long as it contains less than 0.3% THC. However, CBD derived from marijuana is still not legal on the federal level, nor are CBD products containing more than 0.3% THC. That was big to know. Another big question, will CBD show up on a drug test? It's unlikely, but it could. Hemp does contain a very low amount of THC, less than the legal limit of 0.3%. But it is highly unlikely the trace amount of THC in the Barleen's products would show up on a typical drug test. However, much like when you eat foods that contain poppy seeds, there's a small possibility that it could. It probably depends on the amount of CBD you're using, how long you've been using it. Of course, it also depends on exactly what someone is being tested for. This is also true with culinary hemp oil, hemp protein products that could also contain trace amounts of THC. What exactly is hemp extract? Hemp extract is the oil extracted from hemp plants. This oil contains many terpenes, phytocannabinoids, including CBD. Okay, pretty easy. Can CBD and cannabis cause an allergic reaction? Well, I look at it this way. It's possible to have an allergic reaction to anything, including a plant. I mean, today, personal care products, detergents, things in the air, air sprays. I mean, so many things, perfumes, lotions, even toothpaste, and vitamins. I think sometimes we just need to remember that, you know, we can have an allergy to anything. So if you are a sensitive person to maybe plants and have allergic reactions to them, it's a good idea to consult with your healthcare practitioner or your allergist before using any new product coming from plants. It might be that you have to start out with just a fraction of the suggested serving in order to see if you might react. But as always, have your dialogue with your medical practitioner. I'm always pushing people to talk with their medical practitioners and have that open description. I think it's very important. And it's the same thing with like prescriptions. Consulting with your healthcare practitioners who are familiar with CBD or your pharmacist that's familiar with CBD on current medications that you're taking and possible, you know, counterindications, or maybe they're going to rough each other up a little bit in the body and they may need to be taken at a different time. So that's really important. Can I give CBD oil to my pet? Many veterinarians are now recommending CBD for animals due to positive studies regarding animal health. Check with your own veterinarian to see if CBD products are good for your four-legged critters or two-legged critters and how many legs you have on your critters. I have lots and lots of critters. So I think it's really good to chat with your veterinarian. They are now, after the Farm Bill, able to have great discussions with you and they can answer the questions. And I know that most veterinarians that are pretty up to date on what's going on are very familiar with using CBD. Let me see. This question comes up a lot. It says, are there terpenes added to the Barleen's oil? The organic ideal CBD does have some very beneficial terpene sources added to the formula. Extracts of clove and hops and black pepper, all individual nutrients that they themselves have natural benefits to the endocannabinoid system. These are found on the label in the ingredient list. Terpenes, remember, are those aromatic plant compounds that can influence our bodies using the aromatic compounds. For example, the terpenes called linalool is what makes lavender oil have its relaxing effect. The terpenes added to the Barleen's organic CBD oil formula includes a very important terpene called beta-carophyllene, which binds to CB2 receptors throughout the body. You know, I think that once we get a better understanding of what's going on with CBD, I think a lot more of us are going to start feeling a lot better about, you know, some of the, you know, the things that we're learning. You know, I think one of the big ones is the getting high factor. We know that CBD is non-intoxicating. It doesn't make you feel euphoric, and it is considered extremely safe. In fact, CBD can, once again, actually counteract the psychoactivity of THC, which is the component of marijuana that makes you feel high. And I think that not linking them together, you know, kind of like, you know, coming from the same town, but, you know, being used differently and we respond to them differently, and they bring something different to the table. I think a question that comes up a lot is, you know, I'm seeing CBD everywhere. You know, I'm seeing it, you know, at swap meets and convenience stores. Are they all created equal? No, of course not. It's like saying that all multiple vitamins and all food is created equal. Of course not. That's why doing homework, I think, is really important, because the bottom line is I want you to feel better. I want you to notice something that is helping you to feel better about life in general, and maybe bringing about some change, and then being able to tell people what you've experienced, because once again, we're all different. If you've used CBD before and it worked great, you may think using another CBD products will give you the same results. Not necessarily true. In order for CBD to be yielded, it must be grown, extracted, and manufactured only using the highest standards. It is extremely important to research and purchase product from a trusted company that is known for, you know, adhering to the highest quality standards. Barleans is one of those companies. So if you've experienced a low-quality CBD product that hasn't worked for you in the past, don't lose faith. You might just need to go to a company that does it right. A company that you already trust. I mean, the great thing about Barleans is most of us have been trusting them with our oils for 30 years. Flax oils, fish oils, you know, coconut oils, all these wonderful things that we've already learned, you know, to trust, because they're our go-to oils. You know, with them being a go-to oil company, CBD was just a natural fit. Barleans has been making healthy oils and supplements in the Pacific Northwest for, like I said, 30 years. They're a leader in the natural food industry. They stake their reputation on innovating and creating the quality products their customers have come to expect. And like all their products, the CBD is another high integrity product in their line. And I think that that's really, really important for us to know that, you know, as we continue to get healthier as a group, as a nation, and as we start to look at things a little bit differently, I think all of us are going to start, you know, maybe standing back and taking a look, you know, at the big picture and, you know, okay, I want to do this, but is it the best thing I could take for my body? I mean, does it have the best foundation? Does it have the best formulation? These are questions we want to start thinking about. That big question about, you know, full spectrum versus isolate, that's a big one out there. Now, there are no isolates in nature. It's not that isolates are always bad. It's just that they're rarely, if ever, found in nature itself. There are actually over 600 carotenoids in the carotenoid family, and beta carotene is never found by itself. So there's an example. It's always surrounded by other carotenoids, flavonoids, and other phytochemicals. When it's surrounded by its entourage, beta carotene does great things. When it's chemically isolated from its natural environment, the results are, to put it mildly, disappointing. Now, back to CBD. CBD is a cannabinoid, a family of plant compounds that has about 100 members. CBD isolate is like the beta carotene in the aforementioned experiment. It's been isolated from its environment of the other plant chemicals, like terpenes and other cannabinoids. Isolating a compound from its natural environment makes it possible for drug companies to do research on it. CBD isolate is a wonderful subject for research and drug development, but it's not necessarily the best way to get your CBD. The whole is greater than the sum of its part philosophy, I think, is just still one of the best things. The entourage effect is ridiculously easy to understand. Just think of this. Think of your favorite Rolling Stones song. And note how long it took you to come up with the answer. What, 1 second? Now think of your favorite Mick Jagger solo song. You're still thinking. That's because Mick Jagger, as great as he is not a memorable or impactful as a performer when he's not working with the Rolling Stones. The band is literally greater than the sum of its individual members. So let's keep the analogy going. The individual members of the band are like the isolates in the world of plant chemicals. So if you're wondering whether to get CBD isolate or full spectrum hemp oil, ask yourself the following question. Do you want Mick Jagger solo, or do you want to listen to the Rolling Stones? I love that.
I just think that that really makes it easy to see and feel and understand. So let's talk a little bit about some of the products. I want to get some of these in. The ideal CBD hemp oil is quite amazing. I'm learning that I've got different ways of looking at my oils and deciding how I want to use them. So I use a combination of two. The extra strength ideal CBD hemp oil is 25 milligrams of CBD per serving. Of course, less than 0.3% THC, made from U.S. grown hemp. It's full spectrum. No artificial ingredients. Third-party lab tested for purity and potency, which is really important. And you should be able to request that or see the third-party testing as well as a certificate of analysis. Those are things that you should be looking and asking for. If they can't provide it, move along to the next company like Barleen's. It's gluten-free. It's vegan. It's got a natural mint flavor. One thing to remember about using your tincture is to put your serving size under your tongue. Try to hold it for a minute or 2 minutes. You know, many of you are familiar when I talk about, you know, using some of the liquid homeopathic formulas to keep them under the tongue. You know, you get your absorbability, your digestion, and your availability of those nutrients by using, you know, that tissue underneath your tongue. I was talking with someone the other day, and she says, I just don't understand this sublingual thing. And I said, don't you carry nitroglycerin with you? And she goes, yeah. And I said, why do you carry it with you? And she says, well, in case I start getting palpitations or chest pain, I put one under my tongue. I said, why do you put it under your tongue? She said, because it goes into my system really, really quickly. And I went, uh-huh. And then she went, oh, I get it. And I said, just think of, you know, your ideal CBD is using a same delivery system under the tongue, sublingual. And I think that really does make it a little bit easier to understand. Now, I love that. So I will use that once a day, sometimes twice a day. I do love the capsules as well. They make an ideal CBD hemp oil capsules in 25 milligrams and 15 milligrams. Of course, they also make the organic ideal CBD hemp oil at 10 milligrams, and then the solution of ideal CBD hemp oil as well. But where I think a lot of people are going to be going to and trying a different delivery system is going to be the emulsified. Have you tried the Seriously Delicious Emulsified? Oh my goodness. It is so delicious. And I know that things don't have to be delicious for them to work amazingly, but when they are delicious at the same time, oh my goodness, your palate is just screaming with pleasure. Because I don't care what anybody thinks. You have to think about it. Your palate is either your positive or your negative. Because our palates will want us to eat the things that taste good that are bad for us because it likes taste. It likes flavor. And our palate can lead us down some pretty unhealthy roads. Think of it this way. Have you ever had a craving for something and you knew you should not eat it, but you had the craving and your palate was screaming, and as much as you tried to ignore it, it just kept screaming longer, and you may not have satisfied it that day, but you got up the next day and you still had that sensation of wanting that flavor because your palate wouldn't shut up, and eventually you gave it to it. Your palate was like, ooh, thank you, and you were just savoring and enjoying it because your palate took you there. That's why when you change your diet for the first couple of weeks, you have to push back against the palate. And then before you know it, your palate will say, oh, this tastes good, as it starts to eat fruits and vegetables for the first time in 10 years. But we have to push back against it. But Barleen's found a way, and the Seriously Delicious CBD in a chocolate mint flavor. 25 milligrams of CBD per serving. It's this delicious chocolate mint flavor. It's a emulsified for superior absorption. It has a creamy taste and a texture, less than 0.1% THC, made from U.S. grown hemp, full spectrum, third party lab tested, and it's delicious. Now, why is it better? Is the tincture under the tongue better to go? I like both of them. I like using the sublingual tissue under my tongue as a delivery system. But when it's emulsified, to me, it means that it's been able to skip a lot of the steps that it would normally have to go through if it was swallowed through the system to be able to get to my systemic blood circulatory system to get it to where I want it to go. To me, I think of the Seriously Delicious CBD as ready to go. All we have to do is take it, and then the benefits happen very quickly because your body is ready to just, you know, utilize it and benefit from it. And like I said, that taste factor really, really does make a huge difference. Now, I have a lot of people that don't swallow capsules. I have a lot of people that, you know, don't want to fumble around with using something underneath their tongue, and that's perfectly fine. But the people that I've recommended that they try this, oh my goodness. It is just so delicious, so easy to use, and so wonderful for you to be able to get these amazing benefits. And there's another great flavor coming out now. I'll just kind of give you a little hint. It's coming soon, and it's going to be really, really delicious. That's all I'm going to tell you. But I'll be talking about it, of course, because it'll be nice to have another choice. And then you can rotate or, you know, go back and forth between the two, or maybe you can just pick the one that you like. It was really funny. I was at Expo West this year, and we're sampling this seriously delicious CBD, the chocolate mint, putting it on little spoons, and people were coming up to the tasting stations and getting really great information, because information is a big part of the Barleen's company. And as they were tasting it, the funny thing was you would just watch their eyes roll back as they were tasting it, and they were just like, oh my goodness, this is so good. You know, I love that. I've always loved that about the, well, one time they were called Swirls. Now they're all under the Seriously Delicious labels. And I remember when they were testing their very first one, it was the lemon lime fish oil. And we literally stood back and watched people taste it. And you could just see the look come across their face like, oh my goodness, this is fish oil? Same thing was happening with the CBD. They were just, you would see people taking, they were just like, is this going to taste any good? Just taste it. And they tasted it off the spoon and they were like, oh my goodness, this is so delicious. Like I said, it doesn't have to be delicious to be effective. But when it is delicious, and the delivery system is there, that emulsification, and you get the benefit as long as you just take it, and you get to enjoy the sensation of flavor on your tongue, oh my goodness, how much better is that than anything else in the world? I love it. I love it when something tastes good, but it also works effectively. You know, I just think that this is one of those things that you may purchase it after testing it because of the taste, and you're going to come back for that taste, but you're also going to come back for the benefits that it has brought to you. And remember, when it comes to CBD, you want to listen to your body, because we are all different. We all do respond differently to the things we're doing. And you may want to use this for things that you're thinking of would be good for you in certain situations, and that's great. But you may walk away with it with some of those benefits, but also other benefits that you had no idea that were connected to CBD. That's why we listen to our bodies. That's why we take the time to use high quality products. Because if you're going to go through the motions and you're going to get in the car, or you're going to order it and you're going to pay for it, and you're going to take the time to do it, and you're going to fit it into your schedule and make your life work around your supplements, choose wisely. Choose quality. Choose high integrity products, because don't just do something to do something. That doesn't make any sense. And I'm sorry to say, you know, that sometimes not all things are created equal. And not all companies have our best interests, you know, at hand. And as to quote a little term that comes from a very good friend of mine, is there's a lot of bad actors in the industry. And I love using that, because that's exactly what's out there. What do I see moving forward with the government and legislation? I see parameters being established. I see niches that have to be filled and testing that needs to be done and certificates of analysis and third-party testing and verbiage and things on your bottles to be done correctly. And companies like Barleen's will survive all of that because they're already doing all the right things. But there's going to be a lot of companies that don't and don't want to spend the money on the testing and don't want to use things in a way that, you know, costs them money to do it correctly, because they've just kind of maybe jumped on the CBD bandwagon, which I don't like. So definitely choose wisely. I love the idea of choosing a company that you already trust. Choosing a company that has already gained your trust because of other things that they're already doing. When it comes to Barleen's and you think oils, you think Barlean's automatically. You think about fish oils and flaxseed oil and coconut oil. You think about their seeds and their great, their wonderful green products that they make. Their olive leaf products. And of course, this beautiful line of CBD. We think of it now because it's coming from somebody who we trust already. And we already know that they do it the way it needs to be done. So when you think CBD, you go to stores like Stay Healthy and you pick them up. Go to high quality stores who think about their consumers first. And choose the products from Barlean's when you're thinking CBD. You know, the tinctures are fantastic. The capsules are incredible. And the emulsified right now, chocolate mint, another flavor coming soon. I can't tell you any more, but I'm just going to tell you, yum, delicious, and you're going to love it. So head over to Stay Healthy and check out the CBD products that come from Barlean's. I want to thank you all for letting me bend your ear this morning and hopefully giving you some information that you can use so that when you pick up a bottle of CBD, hopefully you're picking up a bottle of Barlean's with the quality and integrity there. But if not, you know what to look for, you know, and what to ask about. And you have a better understanding of things like endocannabinoids and phytocannabinoids and terpenes and full spectrum versus isolate, you know, some foundation information. Because if you're going to use it, let's use it right. Let's get the best. Let's get the benefits. Let's start to savor the wonderful flavors and benefits and enjoy the changes and the balancing effects that are going on in our body. I think we deserve it. I think a lot of us don't pay enough attention to ourselves. And I think once you do and you start to see the changes, you're going to think to yourself, whoa, I should have been doing this a long time ago. Thank you for tuning into the show. Hopefully head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the entire line of products from Barlean's available every single day at Stay Healthy. Great prices, awesome products every day. Ask for Barlean's and they'll show you everything that's available. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, well, they're your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and believe it or not, they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You can visit their store Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, enter your email address, start getting newsletters, coupons, and all that good information, and as well, liking them on Facebook to stay connected with the store. It really is about education, information today. And when you decide to get healthy, you want information. You want to be educated. You want knowledge. You want to be able to make wise, decisive, healthy decisions. And it's really hard to do that if you don't have the tools or the information to do so. Because then we end up doing, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, or grabbing something off a shelf. And then we'll convince ourselves, well, it's better than nothing. If it works, great. If it doesn't, no. We don't want to think about that. We want high-quality products. We want things that can make a difference, make a change, make a balance in our life, and make our life better. Healthier, more vibrant, more energetic, more rested, more calm, more even, more focused. Those are the things that we want. So I hope that you'll take the time to visit Stay Healthy and absorb the knowledge from these amazing people. They're so good at what they do. And that's why they've weathered the storm and they're an amazing survivor out here because what they have done in the industry for health and nutrition. They only carry the best of the best. If there's something that's not there, that's probably a good reason. And you can't make a mistake. And because it's a full-service environment, you'll actually get greeted when you walk in. You'll get, you know, responded to. Your questions will be answered. You'll be thanked. And you'll create some great relationships. You know, a full-service store in the middle of a self-service world. I got to tell you, they're hard to find today. When you do, you hold on tight. And Stay Healthy is one of those. Thank you for tuning into my show. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived. They're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, for on-demand podcast downloads that's convenient for you. I want to thank you for tuning in today. I hope you'll try some of these awesome products from Barlean's and definitely try their CBD, tinctures, capsules, and their amazing chocolate mint emulsified. Have a great day, everyone. Happy weekend. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.